From the WGXC newsroom, this is The Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, November the 13th through Sunday, November 15th. I'm Philip Graham. Gillian Nadiac reported in the Daily Mail that four local women were recognized and honored at Columbia Green Community College on Friday, November the 13th for their volunteer service. Nicolette Sacco Brown and Jill Salerno of Columbia County and Rebecca Heath Shields and Robin Smith of Green County were celebrated at the annual President's Community Breakfast. The event was attended by approximately 100 people, including U.S. Representative Chris Gibson, State Assembly members Pete Lopez and Steve McLaughlin, and Hudson Mayor William H. Hallenbach, Jr. College President James Campion began his tenure at the college in 2000 and soon after established the annual breakfast to honor community members known for their community service. The Oneonta Daily Star reported an environmental group is suing the State Department of Environmental Conservation about the proposed Bel Air Resort in Highmount, Ulster County. The Catskill Heritage Alliance filed the lawsuit this past week to require a hearing on the proposed resort, saying that the state agency, and I quote, failed to consider adequately, end quote, certain aspects of the project in its review. The DEC approved in July Developer Crossroads Ventures' plan to construct two hotels, a spa, golf course, and various lodging units on 739 acres that lie in both Ulster and Delaware counties. In the legal filing, the alliance argues the resort as proposed would lead to flooding, traffic, air pollution, and density, and pointed to the inadequacies of the project's plan for stormwater management as well. The Mid-Hudson News reported that the State Department of Public Service has initiated an investigation into recent disruptions in the 911 emergency telephone systems in the region. More than 400,000 Verizon and Frontier Communications customers were affected in portions of Dutchess, Ulster, Sullivan, Putnam, and Westchester counties. The probe will evaluate why backup systems designed to ensure continued service operations fail and what improvements might be needed. The investigation is expected to take 2 months. Debbie Mayer reported in the Columbia paper that voters in Greenport will go to the polls on Tuesday, November the 17th, to cast their ballots on a referendum to approve a bond resolution of up to $2.7 million for the construction of a new fire station. The new house will be located on the site of the Beecraft Pumper Company No. 2 on County Route 14. Town residents have been advised the bond will result in a one-time tax increase of 37 cents to 42 cents per $1,000 of assessed property value. The new Beecraft station would measure 6,800 square feet, more than twice the size of the existing firehouse. It will have 3 bays for trucks and equipment, a community room, and 2 offices. The polls will be open 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Tuesday at Greenport Community Center. Anyone with questions on the referendum can call a special telephone line, 518-921-8166, or email greenportfiredistrict@gmail.com. Finally, Rick Carlin reported at Capital Confidential that Governor Andrew M. Cuomo on Thursday, November the 12th, vetoed a proposal to build a liquefied natural gas terminal 19 miles off Jones Beach in southern Nassau County. The project, dubbed Port Ambrose, would have allowed tankers to haul liquefied natural gas to a terminal where it would have then been pumped into metro area gas pipelines. In announcing the decision, Cuomo said, and I quote, "The risk is not worth the reward. Superstorm Sandy taught us how quickly things can go from bad to worse when major infrastructures fail, and the potential for disaster with this project during extreme weather or amid other security risks is simply unacceptable," end quote. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service is predicting a sunny day for today with the temperature high near 56 degrees. For Monday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 28 degrees. Forecast for the next 2 days. On Tuesday, sunny with a high near 49 degrees. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 33. On Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 52 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of rain, cloudy with a low around 47. Sunrise today was at 6:47 a.m. and the sun will set at 4:32 p.m., providing us with 9 hours and 45 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 16th day of November 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.